I'm your host, Carrie Errata, Akashic Records reader, psychic sleuth, and spiritual guide. And this is The Infinite Dance, the Akashic Podcast. The sun gets a little brighter, the earth gets a little warmer, and we know that life is quickening within the soil. In bulk, blessings to you all. The beginning of February marks the pagan holiday Imbolc. It is also the Chinese New Year or the Lunar New Year. So I'm going to talk a little bit, before I get into the Akashic messages for February, a little bit about the history of Imbolc and ways you can celebrate and what this Lunar New Year is about. I know we went over it at the beginning of the calendar year for all of us, but I'm going to go over it again as to what we can expect to have energetically in this year. So Imbolc is, like I said, a pagan holiday, and it's between winter solstice and spring equinox. So it's marking seasonal changes, which pagan holidays are always following the cycles of the year. So you know, changes in the seasons and changes in what's going on astrologically. It's just really following nature's rhythms. And that's why I was so drawn to it many, many, many moons ago and still follow pagan holidays because it just makes sense to me. So Imbolc reminds us that spring is coming soon. It's not quite here yet, but the days are getting a little bit warmer. We've got some things brewing, right, in the soil, the seeds that have been planted. So the word Imbolc comes from the Irish Gaelic word Omelc, and I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. It's O-I-M-E-L-C, and it means ewe's milk. Hence, this day marks a time when the ewes are nursing their newly born lambs. So again, this is definitely a time of new beginnings, and milk always signifies purification. And we've got the sun getting brighter. So we've got warmth and some fire coming in. Brigid is one of the most powerful Celtic gods. And she's the daughter of Dagda, who is the oldest god in the pantheon, Tuatha Dé Danann. And I'm probably pronouncing that completely wrong, so I am so sorry if you are fluent in Gaelic. I'm trying. But this is a body that holds the different gods and goddesses within Gaelic traditions. And so she was said to be born with a flame on her forehead, drinking milk from a celestial cow. So fire is always associated with Imbolc. And then again, the purification through nurturing the body, right? With like mother's milk. And interesting, when I was doing research on this for the millionth time, I mean, I've been doing Imbolc celebrations on my own for forever, it seems like. But the image of Hathor came, right? Who always has like a cow's head. So she's an Egyptian god. And she has this cow head, and there's this image of her, and I'm going to try to find it. And if I don't, I apologize. But if I do, I'm going to put it on my socials. And she has her legs spread, she's sitting down, the cow's head, and she's got this river flowing out of her uterus. And it's very much like, you know, she's very receptive, but then also pouring out this nurturing, you know, nurturing, strengthening river that can nourish so many. And that just, you know, different areas of the earth, obviously Egyptian god, you know, a Gaelic god, but you know, I always wonder, that these great gods have had to have crossed paths through all of this. So anyways, I thought that was really interesting. Brigid also symbolizes healing waters, fertility, creativity, and rebirth. She's a triple goddess, meaning mother, maiden, crone. And of course, she's in her maiden aspect at this time because it's heading into spring. That is always a time of the maiden. So Brigid is very much a part of, in bulk, in the celebrations. And again, I'm getting a Hathor nurturing coming in too. Like, I really think that connection is there. The colors associated with Imbolc are white for purification, red to symbolize the sun, and green for spring and new beginnings. So if you have a little area in your house or you have an altar and you want to decorate it, spring bulbs are great to choose, or something to symbolize Brigid. Often a cross is made out of reeds or wheat, or I mean, I've seen all different kinds of ways, but there's, if you Google the Brigid cross, they show you little how-tos on putting it together. Or a Bridey doll, or a Breedy doll, again, pronunciation, but these little talismans that would emulate Brigid. Candles, of course, there's that fire element that's coming in with the sun getting warmer, and cleansing your home, like doing a little deep cleaning or cleaning out a certain area, maybe going through your closet, doing a cleansing bath in rosemary, hyssop, lavender, cinnamon, peppermint are some of the main ones that come in for this time of year. Doing ritual with cinnamon too, so adding cinnamon maybe as an incense on a piece of charcoal, or even, you know, lighting a cinnamon stick, or maybe boiling some on the stove in some water to get the cinnamon in the air. It's warming, okay, because it symbolizes the warming that's happening with the sun getting warmer. So again, like incense with the cleansing of the home with sage or sweetgrass or Palo Santo or bay leaf, whatever floats your cleansing palette there. And food to cook to celebrate, root veggies symbolize this time of year. And dairy, of course, with the ewe's milk, and this time signifying that, you know, when the lambs are being born. And again, incorporating cinnamon and nutmeg, something warming. You know, I think of foods like Indian food is very warming with the different curries. You know, a nice big bowl of curry is definitely very warming. Get creative with it all, though. You know, this is a time for creativity. This is chakra two, you know, with that Hathor image, or with birthing, rebirth. That's very chakra number two, sacral chakra. So getting creative in general, and then getting creative with how you celebrate. So this time of year is also, Imbolc is also associated with Candlemas, and Candlemas is more of a Christian take on Imbolc. So instead of the god Brigid, it's Saint Brigid. Okay, or Saint Brigid. So there's that element. And of course, in the United States, we have Groundhog's Day, and that came in like the 1800s, and I think it was like a oopsie. You know, it wasn't supposed to happen, but it's just been taking on, and very, to me, that feels very colonial. So that's not something I care to, you know, partake in. But if that's something you see has value, then, you know, go for it. The Feast of Newt in Egyptian traditions. So Newt, and her name is spelled N-U-T, but it's pronounced Newt, and she's the goddess of the sky and the heavens, and she's usually depicted naked with like stars all around her. Some of the lore is that she swallowed and rebirthed the stars. So again, rebirthing, okay, and then like a feasting. And of course, February 1st is the Lunar New Year, the Chinese New Year. And this year is the Year of the Water Tiger. Oh my goodness. Explosive. Emotional. Aggressive. I think these are all terms that, you know, we put with a tiger. Sometimes tigers are difficult to tame, actually, a lot of times. And what I've read, so I've been reading and more picking up on various astrologers and feng shui masters about the year of the water tiger, that this could be a year of separation for relationships of any kind. Okay, so business, work, personal. Tensions are strong. You know, you've got that water element. That's emotional. Arguments, misunderstandings, political tensions running high. Like they already need some fuel, right? There's also another part, though, that's coming in with tiger energy. And that is, you know, when you reach an apex of emotional tensions, you know, you kind of get to a place where, okay, where am I going to go from here, right? And where what are we going to choose? And one of those ways to choose from or to choose to or is a big change. And a tiger can also represent a hero. So stepping up and doing something extraordinary, striving for something greater, right? These are the things that make us think of somebody or group as heroic. And we do need some big changes right now. We need some major big changes. So this would be a really good way to harness these energies of the water tiger. You know, leaping, you know, and then looking, right? So not so much planning, but kind of taking that leap of faith that you're going to land exactly where you need to be. Because there's a bit of restlessness, too. That feeling that you want to advance, but you can't. So what is it going to feel like to just take a leap? Again, there's a big change. Maybe that's not what you normally do. But there's your personal big change. Huh, I'm going to go ahead and quit this job that has A, B, C, and D, that red flag, right? Whatever it may be. And I'm going to go and just do my own thing, or I'm going to go make money over here while I pursue, you know, the personal, the business, right? As I tend to grow that. And I know with the Lunar New Year, there's usually celebrations. Big celebrations, loud dragons, dancing, drumming, and dumplings, I believe, and are a food that are eaten to celebrate the Lunar New Year. And I've always heard that eating noodles, like a longer noodle, right? So like a spaghetti type noodle or a rice noodle, something longer, is a food to eat to celebrate the Lunar New Year, to bring in longevity and an abundance, right? And you think of noodles, it's kind of like this big abundant heap. So there's the celebrations we have going on at the beginning of February. And if you're listening to this around Tuesday, then this is a time to celebrate. You know, it's the Lunar New Year. In bulk, is traditionally celebrated February 1st through the sundown of February 2nd, but that can all variate. And it, with pagan holidays, it's so very individualistic. And that's what I like about the pagan holidays too. It's very much what's going to incorporate in our different lives. We all have such different needs in the different stages of our lives and where we live and etc. And I like being able to accommodate for all of that. All right, so your Akashic messages for February 2022. So the first image I got was of Archangels Uriel and Gabriel. Now, Uriel, again, is an archangel who comes when there's divine magic needed, big earth changes, and we need some problem solving. And specifically in this Akashic messages, it was getting through a big storm. Okay, so that was what came, like getting through a big storm. And Archangel Gabriel always shows with a lantern of some kind. So really kind of illuminating the path that you're on, strength through strength, right? Action with this guide of light. So Gabriel's gonna help us get into action of what we need to be doing. And he or she, depending on what your relationship is with Gabriel, is assisting those speaking up for the community. That's huge. And that's definitely what we need right now, especially with a water tiger, kind of adding that tension. But having somebody speak up with this strength. Okay, because when you come from a place of strength and you're coming from, I know how to problem solve, you're coming with tools. Okay, so we want to look at the archangels as showing us the tools that we can use for these things. And, you know, fertility again. This is, the soil is rich, it's fertile, it's ready to blossom. And so after the archangels came, I saw a container of water. So it was a big container, like almost like one of those above ground swimming pools. And it was clear though, so you could see through it. But this one in particular was inside, so indoors. And then I got shown an image of a great white shark and a person swimming inside of a swimming pool. And I had been shown this in conscious life online. Somebody posted, you know, this was my greatest fear in the 80s, right? Of having a shark in a swimming pool. So this reference of the shark in a swimming pool is, okay, irrational fears. Let's break down what our irrational fears are. What fears are coming up that there's really no basis for? Could a shark appear in a swimming pool? Absolutely not. Could somebody put a shark in a pool? Well, yeah, but why would they? I mean, it's absurd to think about, right? It's absurd that we have these fears as young people that somehow a great white would appear in a swimming pool. So again, this is, leading us to think about, what fears do we have that are running, right, in our consciousness and subconsciousness that aren't rational, that aren't going to serve any purpose but to get stuck, right? Because you're in this container, you're in a pool that's stuck, right? It's small. It's small. So another way to look at it too is, okay, here's this irrational fear of a shark, right? You're swimming in a swimming pool, so it's a container. That irrational fear can be contained. It doesn't have to go anywhere, right? You don't have to take it out. Leave it in there. Leave it in the weird swimming pool with the great white shark, and you're like, why is this shark in here? It doesn't need to have any weight. Okay, so there's another way to look at that. And then the last image I was given was a woman diving down into a deep, a pool again, but it was a natural body of water. And it was see-through again. I mean, the water was very clear. You know, there was lots of blue, but lots of clarity. And she was diving in to the water, you know, with just herself. So she didn't have a tank or fins or anything. And she dove all the way down. And they kind of showed this like V, right? So there was this big opening at the top, and then it went down to this small little V, and that's where she was diving down to. And then the image got focused in on her face, and she was holding her breath, and then she was looking up at the opening of that V, you know, up the surface of the water, just kind of sitting at the bottom. You know, she, and then she swims up to the top, because what is she going to do? She can only hold her breath for so long. So she swims back up to the top, climbs onto the boat, that's how she got out there, and she puts on her mask, snorkel, tank, and a set of fins on each foot. Now she's equipped to go deep into the water, right? Now she's equipped to go deep and stay there, because she's got a way to breathe, and she's got a way to swim herself around safely. You go faster in water when you have fins on, so you can get around a little quicker. So this is showing us that we need to be equipped to go deep into our own emotional state or into our shadow work. And we have the tools to do this. Okay, we have the tools to do this. Sometimes we forget. She swam down first without anything, and then she's sitting there holding her breath, looking up at the surface like, okay, wait, right? And then she went up and got the tools for her to stay down there a little bit longer. But you have the tools. We are all able of being equipped for our life and the deep, deep emotional work and tough emotions that we go through in various situations. We are equipped with the tools. Because when we use these tools, then we can safely greet and then transmute the things that we're trying to work through, or the things that are coming up. A lot of us have things coming up. We're in new situations. Maybe it's reminding us of an old situation either we went through in this lifetime or a past lifetime. It's just, I'm hearing par for the course right now. So make sure you are equipped with your tools when you're going to do this much needed and transformative work. I thought those images were so fitting too, with it being the water tiger in the Lunar New Year, that there's all this water. I mean, it's so emotional, right? So emotional. And this is good, because even, I saw another meme, and I'm getting another image I saw on this on social media, and it was these two little, like, you know, cartoon figures, and one was like mad and angry, and then the other one was like kind of sad, and the caption was, "Anger is just sad's bodyguard." And I'm like, oh yeah, totally, I love that. So again, giving space for all the things that come up and not, you know, deeming them as bad or wrong. And knowing you have tools and you've got all this guidance, you know, besides your own personal guides, we've got, as a collective, Uriel, Gabriel, right now, with all of this that's coming through. And we have such an explosive year. I said something about the year being explosive with the year of the tiger, and you know, I'm already starting to see that. You probably are too. I was at the grocery store the other day, and I went to check out, and there was two checkers. There was no self-checking at this grocery store. So there was at least five people in front of me, and same with the other one, and I can't remember how many people were behind me, you know. But the other line went down an aisle, so I couldn't see it. And I hear about 5 minutes into standing in line, hey, there's more than 15 people in line. You need to get somebody else out here. And the checker in my line says, if I had anybody, we'd have them come out. All our staff is out sick. This is it. And I chimed in, hey, let's take a deep breath. We're all in this together. And I, you know, I didn't hear the person. They kind of like didn't really say anything. But it was just like, come on, guys. These poor people are trying to check us out. And sure, it's inconvenient to have to stand here longer than any of us want to. But what are we going to do? We need our groceries. And they want to do their job. And they're doing the best they can. And I hope that was easy for the person to hear. I was saying it kindly. You know, hey, let's take a deep breath. And remember, we're all in this together. Because we're not going to get past this if we think it's just all about my own personal experience. It's just not going to work. And so coming with a sense of coolness, though, you know, like I was trying to really, I didn't want to like add fuel to the fire. I thought, oh, there, weirdly enough, earlier in my shopping there, near the like deli where you could get like pieces of warm chicken and things like that, this lady was yelling at the gal, and I didn't see what happened. I just saw the yelling about her chicken. And I thought, oh my goodness, you know, like, oh, you know, you just don't know who's going to completely flip off the deep end. So it's a little nerve wracking for me to be out. And I'm sure other people amongst that. And I kind of took my chances by saying to the second person in line, hey, maybe take a deep breath and, you know, remember, we're all trying to do our best right now. And I had to go. So now this is another, this is, I think, in the same week. Last week was a little tough in this department, like dealing with stuff. I had to go to, I needed to get a new phone. My old phone was like literally about to die. Like, I couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. I've tried all the things. And then I dropped it. And so the screen cracked. So, and it shattered in the corner. So it was really kind of like, oh, I don't want to get too close to that. So I had to go to the Verizon store. And if you've gone to get a new phone in the past couple of years, they have you stand at the front. And then somebody comes and gets you. You can't like just wander around the store like you used to be able to. So I stood there and waited, and the guy comes out from the back. Again, I'm in the front. And so he has to make the walk from the back of the store to the front of the store. And he's yanking on his crotch multiple times. And I thought, oh my God. Like, it was just, it seemed unsanitary, you know, like, pants are too tight, top is too tight. Like, I don't care how you wear your clothes, I do not. But like yanking at your crotch multiple times, like walking to see a new client, it was just like, okay, you know, like, I need to have you help me get a phone. I really need a phone. Okay, let's go do this. And things seem to be going fine, right? I mean, I was like, okay, whatever, you know. Poor guy. Clothing's too tight on him. I don't know, you know, what the deal is, but it felt insanitary to me to have this happen. And then we started, you know, he started to show me the phones, and I said, listen, I want to keep it the exact same rate as what I'm paying currently. Like, I don't want to change too much. You know, I just want something that's going to work. I understand if I buy a lesser expensive phone, it's only going to last a couple years. But, you know, here's where we're at. This is what I would like. You know, I want to stay in the Android family of things. And okay, he got out some phones. We went over the different phones and why I would go with this one or that one. And then he went and he got some accessories, like those little glass things you put on the front to protect, and the protector case, so something you would just kind of pop the body of it into. And I said, oh, hey, you know, I'm okay on accessories. I get them through Amazon every time. It's just a lot more affordable and yada yada. And I had already spoken to him, by the way, at this point, about building up from scratch after having a huge financial loss at the beginning of the pandemic. So I said, you know, I want to kind of keep things, I'm on a budget, blah, 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 you know, all that kind of thing. And after all of this, he decided on three separate occasions, three, to try and sell me those items that I told him I did not want. So listen here. I get that you're a salesperson and you need to do a job. But if somebody says no, that is a complete sentence. Do you want this? No, I do not. No, I do not. There's nothing more to say. There's nothing more to push. And he did add to his spiel that, oh, maybe it would be more convenient if I bought them through him, you know, at the store. And I said, listen, for an eighth of the cost, Amazon is always more convenient. And on top of that, I live in Reno, Nevada. There's an Amazon warehouse literally down the street. So I went to my car after I was done with him, ordered those products, and I got to pick out mine. He had one. He had one protector case, right? Black, whatever. You know, I'm like, oh, I kind of want to pick out something a little more personable. And so I literally came the next day. It came the next morning. Not even the next day. Like, I thought I'd have to wait till I got home from work. No, it came before I went to work. So, my big, huge woof woof is that once someone says no, that should be that. Anything else is beyond rude because it's a violation of our boundaries. I said no. And no needs no further explanation. Like I said, it is complete. I kept my cool. I did not get upset with this gentleman. But it left me really going like, ew. Ew. I mean, I started out going ew. You know, but for something I'm like, okay, I'm going to get over that. Poor guy's clothes are too tight. You know, he's adjusting himself. Ugh. But whatever, you know. But then to have somebody say, no, I don't want that. Because I'd already had discussions with him about my budget. So I definitely won't be going back to that particular Verizon store again. And, you know, continue to stand your ground. If anything we're going to get from this water tiger is to stand our ground, know our strengths. And you don't have to get upset, right? I felt icky afterwards, but I didn't get upset with him. I didn't see the point in that. But I wasn't like overly chatty. Like I was going to be like, let me just have some small talk with you about whatever, you know, it was like, no. So know that you're strong. You have the tools to stand up against violating behavior and volatile behavior. You know, those were two experiences within the same week where there is volatility around me. So it wasn't direct, but it was around me. And then violating behavior. And noticing these things, I know will really help us to redefine these experiences and what's acceptable and what's not. May the stirring of life underground stir new dreams of life within you. So invoke blessings. Happy Lunar New Year. And I hope you found these messages helpful on your journey. If you would like more guidance, you are welcome to book a private session at ancientbodyworks.co. You can reach me on Facebook and Instagram at Ancient Bodyworks. I have a Facebook page called The Infinite Dance. Love to have you there. I was really quiet in January, so I hope to be a little bit more involved in February. It just happened organically, and I just went with it, and it felt right. But I'd love to have you there anyways. You're always welcome to post something or add something you find that you would want to share. We'd love to have you there. And listener support helps this podcast to keep going. You can support me at paypal.me/ancientbodyworks or at Venmo, Carrie-Errata. You're welcome to go there and donate to the podcast. It is always so helpful. So continue to peel back all the layers of you. I know wherever you are at is great. You're wonderful and great. And continue to ask yourselves and each other, may I have this dance?